Okay, we're going to have about a 20-minute or so, don't hold me to 20, but a close to a 20-minute Bible study, real quick Bible study. The guy who extended the invitation tonight took a wee bit too long on that, so we'll have to chastise him a little bit later and tell him to do better next time. But soldiers of Christ, what is this all about? This is something we started back in 2009 and did it for a period of years, took a break, and then back in June of 2020, we said, okay, let's get back into Soldiers of Christ, let's get into the New Testament. And so we thought in June of 2020, let's just do a quick review of the Old Testament so that we can get to the New Testament. Well, our quick review of the Old Testament took us a year and a half. To do a quick review of the Old Testament. Boy, that took a while. That's a typical Palm Beach Lakes preacher for you, right? Something that should go quick, doesn't, and takes a while. But what is Soldiers of Christ all about? You see on the screen, we designed this to be sharpening our swords as Christians, equipping us to serve, to teach, to go out and tell others, so that we as soldiers together can march to heaven. What is Soldiers of Christ? If I had to summarize what this is all about, what is the purpose? What is Soldiers of Christ trying to do? It is designed to create, to build, and to strengthen our faith. Plain and simple, that's what it is. This is all about building faith. You think about everything that the Bible says about faith, and this isn't everything that the Bible certainly says about faith, but think about the emphasis that the Bible gives to faith in the New Testament. Without faith, it's impossible to what? Please, can you please God without faith? No. So guess what you need more of in order to please God? More faith. So we need to get into God's Word and increase our faith. The Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse 16 that faith is essential in order for us to obtain eternal life. Sounds kind of important to me. Does it sound kind of important to you? Ephesians chapter 2 says we're saved by faith. Galatians chapter 2 says we need to live by faith. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4 says, what's the victory? Do you like victory or defeat? Which one do you prefer? Do you like to win or to lose? I mean, come on, serious. I mean, Novell, you like to win? All right. I mean, some of your football teams, they help you out in that regard sometimes. Sometimes some of you are still Dolphins fans and you're still discouraged every once in a while, like nearly every week, because it's hard to be encouraged. You want to win. You don't watch your football team. Oh, I hope they lose today. That'll make me feel good. We like victory. Now, let me ask you this. In eternity, do you want victory? Or would you be okay with a defeat? Uh-uh. Here's the victory that overcomes the world. What is it? Faith. So what's the purpose? What are we trying to do in Soldiers of Christ? Is to build our faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And so disciples came to Jesus and they said to him, Lord, increase our faith. Let me ask you something. If the people right there living with Jesus, following Jesus, hearing Jesus talk, said we need more faith, what do we need? I mean, can we not say, Lord, increase my faith? That's what Soldiers of Christ is. It is designed to increase faith. If you're here tonight, that's why you're here. I hope you will keep coming. That's the whole purpose of this, is to build our faith. Now, when we get into this study of the New Testament, now that we are beginning that and looking at the life of Christ, as we get in and start talking about the life of Jesus, obviously this is going to help you to learn about Jesus. But the more you learn about Jesus, guess what? The more you love Jesus. You cannot read Philippians chapter 2 and not fall in love with Jesus, can you? You can't think about Jesus creating us, condescending to our level and being killed for us. Say, oh, I don't love him. Huh? No, I learn about him and I love him for what he has done for me. Causes us to want to imitate him, which is what we're talking about this year. Causes us to learn how to follow him and to do what I need to be pleasing in his sight. And does it not make you want to long to be with him? Say, yeah, I love him. I've learned about him, and I want nothing more than to be with him for all of eternity. That's what we want to do in this series of studies about the life of Jesus on Sunday night, is to build us up in these areas. Do you want to be like Jesus? Is that where our heart is? Is our heart to be like him? How can we be like him? We got to get in and study him, don't we? We've got to learn about his life in order to see who he was, in order to become more like him. And so I want us to sing the first verse of this song. You just said you wanted to be like him, so do you want to be like him? Now, don't sing this song if you don't mean it. I was told a long time ago, if you sing something and you don't mean it, you're lying. That's not good, is it? And the illustration the person used was with the song, I Want to Be a Worker for the Lord. And they said, if you don't mean that, you better not sing it. Because if you don't want to be a worker for the Lord and you're singing it, you're just lying. That's probably not a good thing. If you're in church, it's not a good place to lie, right? But do you want to be like him? Let's sing one verse of this song and then talk about soldiers of Christ and what we're going to be doing over these next several weeks. Oh, to be. Do you mean that? Stamp thine own image deep on. Is that what we want? Is that not why we get into the Bible and say, I don't need a worldly image. I need your image on. And that's why we're studying about the life of Jesus and soldiers of Christ. That's why we wanted to get here so quickly. So how does soldiers of Christ work? Somebody says, I'm not familiar with soldiers of Christ. How does it work? Well, every soldier needs a field manual. So I need some help. I need a lot of guys to come and just pass these out. I'm not going to call you up, but if you're a guy under 70, maybe I shouldn't, are you under 70?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay.
Never
mind. We won't card anybody. But if we can get those passed out, this is your new field manual. Every soldier needs a field manual. When he goes out into battle, he's got to have a field manual. Now, for the Old Testament, we had a rather full and complete field manual, and at one point, we even printed them off in a spiral-bound notebook. We have a few of these remaining of the Old Testament. If you would like one of these on the Old Testament, unfortunately, they were expensive for us to get done. They're $17 or $18. I can't even remember what they are now. But this has the complete Old Testament study that we did. But for the New Testament, it's a brand new field manual. All right, these are cards that they're not going to fit in your old field manual. So what we have with those cards tonight, we've got new binders, or as we call them, field manuals. Because your Old Testament binders aren't going to fit anything. So we didn't pass these out because some of you don't want one, and I guess that's okay. We didn't pass these out because some of you are visitors and you may not be back and you don't need one. But for those who are going to be involved in our Soldiers of Christ study, these field manuals, these binders, are helpful to have. The cards will go in here and you can keep up with them a whole lot better than they are in these little ring binders that you have here. So you're welcome to get one of these. There's different colors up here. If you really have a color preference, then you can get up here and get one of those. This is not mandatory. If you can help out with $5 to help cover some of the cost of these, that would be helpful. It's not mandatory. If you don't have $5 or you'd rather not, that's okay. These things are crazy expensive. They were when we started in 2009, and it's just gone up. I don't get it. They're just little things. But $5, it hardly covers half the cost of these. Can you believe that? That's nuts. Anyway, this isn't an inflation speech, so we won't get into that. But you got to have a field manual. The field manual helps to keep all of your cards together, gives you an easy place to go to check out the things that we are learning in this. But here's what we need you to do. We need you to bring it back every Sunday night. We're going to be using it every Sunday night. So don't come and expect, oh, well, I'll just get an extra one. Well, bring yours with you. That will be helpful. Now, as you look on your cards, especially on your yellow cards, you know this from our Old Testament study. There are four major areas that we break the information down into to try to make it useful, to get it into some categories that we can learn from. You've got the key facts. This is where the bulk of the material is in the life. And on these yellow cards, the key facts, I think there's about 170 key facts on those three cards. The prophet, priest, king card, I think there's about 170, maybe 172 key. There's a lot of key facts there, but they're broken up for you. There's key chapters. Now, we don't have every chapter identified in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but just some of the key ones that would be helpful for you to know what's in Matthew chapter 1, what's in John chapter 1, what's in Matthew chapter 13. Just key things for you to grab and say, oh, I can know what's in those chapters. So that when a Bible class teacher or preacher says, hey, turn to John chapter 14, you say, oh, I already know what that is. Jesus in the upper room talking to his disciples because I learned that in Soldiers of Christ. Just knowing what key chapters are. There's key locations. Those key locations are about certain verses that would be good for you to know. Maybe not a memory verse. You have the memory verses that are helpful verses to memorize. Key locations are some key teachings that maybe you don't have the verse memorized, although you could, but you know where to find it. And you know where it is in the Bible that if you get into a discussion with somebody, I've learned where that location is, and I can take them to that verse and show them what that verse teaches. So that the information is broken up into those four major areas. And so as we go through teaching this, you know we're going to be talking about those areas. That's divided on three different levels. You know this, those of you who have been a part of this. You've got the prophet level, priest level, king level. Those were just, in fact, on your prophet card, I believe it's on your prophet card, we're even going to have a question that gives you the answer of prophet, priest, and king. This is about Jesus. Jesus is our prophet, priest, and king. But we tried to figure out, how do you divide into three different levels? We thought about bronze and silver and gold and, you know, different kinds of ways to doing it, but we wanted to have a Bible way to divide it up into three levels, so we just chose prophet, priest, and king. Doesn't mean anything other than that's just how we divide it up. But prophet levels generally intended to be the easier level. Priest is a little bit harder, and king is generally the tougher questions and maybe the ones that we don't know as well. If you look on your prophet card, you see some questions that are shaded. That is especially for preschool kids. That's especially for the little kids. They may not be able to get the prophet card's probably got about 55 to 60 questions on it. They may not be able to get all of those key facts, but if they get the shaded ones, and most preschool kids can get those shaded questions, and they could probably even go beyond that. But it gets them something that they can jump in and start learning with you as you go. But I would encourage you, whatever level you start, is to challenge yourself. You may already look at the prophet card and say, oh, I already know all of that. Great. Look at the priest card. Do you know everything on the priest card? You may know half of the stuff on the priest card. Wonderful. You know anything on the king card? Not that you do you know it, but could you give the answer if it was asked? And so we're gonna spend time working through these, and as you know, in Soldiers of Christ, we go through each question and we bounce back and forth in answering it. But obviously, these are written kind of in a question answer format, and everything on there is question answer. I think the question's kind of in a normal typeset. The answer is generally in an italicized typeset. And the idea is to help you be able to just look at it and say, okay, I know what this answer is, and just kind of quiz yourself as you go through it. Now, the last card that you have, and we've had these before, but the last card that you have is called a reference card. This isn't a part of our quizzes. It's not a part of the main teaching, but it's kind of a summary card. It gives you all of the key locations that are on all of the other cards just in one place. It gives you all of the memory verses that are on the other cards just in one place. But what it also does is it gives you it breaks down every chapter, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but all of those chapters are not on your other cards. When you look at your key chapters on your prophet card, priest card, and king card, what are there, only six or seven? I can't remember. Only six or seven key chapters on your prophet card, priest card, and king card. Well, they're not all of the chapters from those books appear there. But if you look on your reference card, you could even use your reference card and try to see what's in every chapter of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, just to have a good summary of those four books. Now, we want to encourage you to get into this and to quiz each other, but to get online and to take the quizzes on our website. The Life of Christ quizzes are going to be added probably within the next couple weeks. Those will be finished. We busted through the Old Testament, and there was no way to keep up with the online quizzes how fast we were going through the Old Testament cards. That was just impossible to do. And so I think the Old Testament cards got up to a point, and those questions are still being developed on the quizzes. But we're going to cut off the Old Testament development right now to try to jump ahead and get the New Testament done. So sometime within the next week or two, the quizzes for the cards you just got, the yellow cards you just got, those quizzes will be up on our website ready for you to use. And here's what it says on our website. It says, "Dear Soldier, the quizzes that are here, this is for your own personal growth, and your results will remain anonymous. It's just between you and your computer and the hackers who have jumped into your computer, who are sharing it with the rest of the world and posting it on the black. But besides that, nobody else will know about it. It's completely anonymous. You may take the quizzes in any order as many times as you want or need. So this is just with you. There's nobody in the office that's checking up on you. We wouldn't even know how, okay? There's nobody in the office, you know, looking behind the curtain and saying, "Oh, well, look at that quiz. Oh, they got a 70 on that quiz. They're not doing..." We don't know how to even check on that. So we're not doing that. It's just between you and the quiz. But it's a pretty cool way to see how are you doing on learning these things. And, you know, there's so many other ways to waste your time out there. How about learning some Bible things and going online and just... You take silly quizzes online anyway. You know, how does this make you feel? You know, do you like option A or option B? And if you were put in this situation, would you do this? Or would you take silly quizzes online anyway? And some of you are saying, "I don't know what you're talking about." Well, okay. But here, these aren't silly quizzes. Go online and go through these. Challenge yourself. Challenge your family members. Challenge your sister. Challenge your brother. Challenge your parents. Say, "Hey, I got a 95. What'd you get?" "Oh, yeah, you're not as smart as me. I got a better grade on that than you did." And learn as a family. These cards, the Soldiers of Christ study is great for families. It's great for kids to learn. And when we get into this, tonight's really kind of an introduction to this, but as we get into this and get the kids involved in answering the questions as a part of this, you know that it helps to generate excitement. It helps all of us to jump in and to want to be better students and to be more equipped in what we're doing. So, very quickly, what's our plan from here? We did a 1.5 real quick summary of the Old Testament, and it really was quick. I mean, I felt so rushed in the Old Testament. I didn't enjoy being that rushed. So here's what we're doing when we get to the New Testament. We are slamming on the brake, pulling the emergency brake. We're turning the wheel so that we are slowing down big time when we get to the New Testament. We're here in the life of Christ, and we have no plans to go fast at this at all. And so the card that you just received, you see up at the top of the card, you'll see it's called the prophet card. Your first yellow card be called the prophet card. It says Life of Christ and then colon up to his last week. Well, here's what our plan is in proceeding in teaching this. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to start with these cards and we're going to teach, not even finish these cards. We're going to teach up to about the end of Jesus' second year of his ministry, about the time that he names the apostles and sends them out on their limited commission. We're going to teach up to about that point. And so on these cards, there's more than that. But that our plan is to teach that far on these cards, and then we're going to break off from there. And we're going to teach the miracles, because these cards don't include the miracles. These are only a historic view of just historical events in the life of Jesus. So we're going to teach up to about the second year of his ministry, break away, and just teach about his miracles. And so there will be a completely different set of cards for the miracles. Miracles don't have as many questions. I think there's maybe 60 or 70 total questions on the miracles. But you'll have a completely separate set of cards on miracles. We'll teach through that. When we get done with the miracles, we're going to teach through his parables. The parables aren't a part of the cards you've got here. So we're going to teach through the parables. Completely different set of cards, prophet, priest, king cards on the parables. We'll teach through that. And then when we get done with that, we'll come back and finish these cards and teach up through his last week. Up to the time where you have Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19, some of the last questions on these cards. And then when we finish these cards, we're not going to go to his last week yet. When we finish these cards, we will then go back and teach through the teachings of Jesus. So you got his miracles, a separate study. You got the parables, separate study. And then just his teachings, a separate study. That's going to take a while. And then after we get done teaching his teachings, then we will come and study the last week of Jesus. There's about 170 questions on these cards on the historical view up to his last week. The cards that we're going to give you on his last week, there's about 140 questions just on the last week of Jesus. That's how important the events that happen in his last week are. And so you look at this and we recognize, let me put this up here. After that, we're going to do Acts. After that, we're going to do the epistles. But that really, so we just started 2022. So we'll probably get to the book of Acts in probably about the year 2100 or something like that. We're not really sure. We haven't nailed it down on a calendar yet. But we are going to ease our way through the life of Jesus. We expect this to take several years to teach. Think about what we're doing. We're going to study through the life of Jesus and then study his miracles and then study his parables and then come back and study more about the life of Jesus and then study his teachings and then study the last week of Jesus. Tell me what could be better to do on Sunday nights than just talk about Jesus and his life and what he's done for us and what we need to learn from it. This is going to be rich. Not because of what Dan and David have done. Has nothing to do with that. This is going to be rich because of what God put for us in the Bible. God told us about the life of Jesus. He didn't have to. He could have just said, hey, David, you're a horrible sinner. Get baptized and live right so you can go to heaven. Okay, Lord, I'll do that. He told me about Jesus. He told me about what Jesus did in coming and living on this earth for me. He showed me how to live an acceptable life before God. How many times did Jesus sin? You remember how many times Jesus sinned? How many times was it? Oh, none. None. He never sinned. Why didn't he ever sin? Because he was God and he couldn't sin? Could Jesus have sinned? He was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. What does the word tempted mean? Was he tempted to sin? Could he have sinned? If he could not have sinned, then he wasn't tempted to sin. He was tempted to sin. How did Jesus live a life where he never sinned? I need to learn from that. I need to follow in his steps. And that's what we're going to do in this study of Soldiers of Christ. I wanted to get into these first questions tonight, but I'm not going to try to rush into that. Here's what I hope you'll do. I hope that you will plan to be back every Sunday night. I hope that you will tell others who are not here tonight, you need to be here on Sunday nights, and encourage them to be here. I hope that you will tell families who have children, you need to be here on Sunday nights. This is for children of all ages, those who are under 70 and those who are over 70. It's for children of all ages. But kids need to learn about the life of Jesus. They need to have these things written upon their hearts. Encourage them to be here. Start reading through these questions, quizzing yourself. Get online once we have that on there and start working through it. And let's enjoy building our faith, increasing our faith together by studying through the life of Jesus. If you want, and I hope you do, one of these field manuals up here, please come and get one. If you want to take the rings off of your off of the pages you've got and just drop the rings in one of these clear boxes up here, you can leave the rings. We'll reuse them. If you want to give us $5, you can drop it in one of the boxes. We'll fish it out of there. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for making this a great study. You are dismissed.